Welcome to Warrior Wisdom, a weekly podcast for FBA faculty and staff. Our theme this year is We Are So We Do, and each week on the podcast this fall, we are walking through 1 and 2 Timothy and putting together Paul's letter with our study of identity, vocation, and calling. I'm going to try to keep this week short as I owe you a little time after last week's lesson, but today we turn to 1 Timothy 3, and our attention will turn towards the who of our calling. As we read Paul's description of qualified elders and deacons, we will think about our calling is not just about what you do, but how you do it. Our calling is not just about doing a certain thing, but also being a certain way. We're going to ask ourselves, as you pursue your aspirations, do you consider who it takes, not just what it takes? So let's read 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 13. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of an overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into the snare of the devil. Deacons, likewise, must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of faith with a clear conscience, and let them also be tested. Then let them serve as deacons as if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderers, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their own households well. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. From this passage, we're going to sort of take it in a general direction, and we're just going to look at four qualities of the called, or four qualities of those who aspire to a noble task, as Paul says there in chapter 3, verse 1. And so we're going to look at these four qualities of those aspiring to noble task. And the first is this: character matters. Right, if you read through the list and think about it, above reproach, sober-minded, self-controlled, dignified, right? Paul is pointing out that these are men and women of character. Those who are called to this noble task are of character. We can think about scripture passages, 1 Samuel 16:7. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Proverbs 21:2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. God is saying, for those who are pursuing, Paul is telling Timothy, those who are pursuing this noble task, we do the right thing the right way because it's right, because we are men and women of character. He is telling us the ends never can justify the means, because that's wrong. We do not go to have bad character. We do not use wrong to do right. God may turn wrong things right, but we do not allow the ends to justify whatever means they're necessary. Rather, Titus 2:7 says, show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works. Accomplishing your calling is not more important than your character. It is not a justification to be a bad person or to only seek the results you think that matters. Rather, character matters. The second thing we see in this is relationships matter. To be the husband of one wife, children, household, outsiders, it talks about these relationships in multiple ways, and we have to understand we all have multiple callings. For example, we have vocational callings, we have familial callings, we have relational callings, we have church callings, we have those different things. And as we pursue our aspirations, as we pursue these noble tasks, it is not an excuse to neglect others or neglect other responsibilities. He basically tells the elders in this passage, if you can't manage your family, why would I ever let you near mine? That's God's stance. And to all of us, our house is important. Our family is a priority. Relationships are a priority. Chasing our dreams, no matter how noble and high and aspirational those dreams are may be, never changes that. Accomplishing your calling is not more important than relationships, especially family. It is not a justification to neglect your responsibilities to and for others, because relationships matter. Third, it says reputation matters. Now, this is connected both to character and relationships, obviously, but we are to be respectable. We are to be hospitable. We're not to be drunkards, not violent, not quarrelsome, not out for selfish gain, not lovers of money. We should be respected in our homes. We should be respected in our churches. We should be respected in our workplaces. We should be respected outside the church, the places that we play, or in the community with others. We should be seen as decent, trustworthy. We should be people who treat others well. And it's not just for us, but it's for the sake of the gospel. It's for the sake of the witness of the church. It is for the sake of the glory of God. 1 Peter 2:12 tells us, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God. The world is watching. For those of us who profess to be Christians, for those of us who profess to have a higher, noble calling, who are aspiring to reach God's will and calling and vocation for our lives, who are understanding that we are created by Him, we are His children, and so we are now called to do good works. The world is watching. And we've seen this in current events that are going on this past week, these past 2 weeks. And so I just have us for the questions for us to ask ourselves. How would your unbelieving and believing neighbors describe you? What kind of reputation do you have among your coworkers at FBA or other places? What would your unbelieving and believing family say about you? What would they say are your priorities? What would they say are the most important things to you in your life? For those who are around you the most, for the closest friends in your life, whether that's family or not, whether it's spouses or whatever it may be, for those around you, what would they say are the defining characteristics of your life? And what would they say are the things that you truly seek and pursue and desire? Accomplishing our calling is connected to our reputation. The outside world, the witness of the church, God's gospel going forth is connected to our reputation. Is your conduct worthy of your calling? Because reputation matters. And then the last point is this: doctrine matters. And this point has now been made for 4 straight weeks by Paul in this passage. Doctrine matters. Do you understand? It says, are you able to teach? Do you hold the mystery of the faith with good conscience? Accomplishing our calling requires us to understand. It requires us to understand the God who calls, the God who saves, the God who powers, the God who promises. It requires us to understand this mystery of godliness, as he puts it at the end of the chapter, right? Great indeed, we confess, it is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh. He was vindicated by the Spirit. He was seen by angels. He was proclaimed among the nations. He was believed on in the world, and he was taken up into glory. And it calls the church, it calls us, those leading lives, seeking, pursuing, aspiring to these noble tasks. It calls us the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of truth. It's amazing how often, myself included, I'm throwing myself in here as the chief of sinners, how often we seek, we pursue, and we attempt God's will without knowing God's word. Doctrine matters. As you pursue your aspirations, do you consider that character matters, relationships matter, reputation matters, doctrine matters? Do you consider who it takes, not just what it takes? Let's pray. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.